Our scripture reading for this morning will be taken from Romans chapter 15, verses 4 to 13. The God of hope. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the people praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may be abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
I think I already said happy Thanksgiving to you last Sunday, right? Okay. I just want to make sure that, because I believe all of you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. After Thanksgiving Day, a family somewhere in USA sat down at the dining room table. The menu, leftovers. As they were saying grace, the young son was not joining in. His mom asked why. His response, because I already blessed it last night. After the Thanksgiving weekend, it happened to be that way. It always has been that way in USA. The season is now in Advent and Christmas mode. Just as I have shared the meaning of Advent with the children, we celebrate Advent for 4 Sundays. Then we finally celebrate Christmas Day. So, today is the first Sunday of Advent. It's the Sunday of hope. Then 3 more Advent Sundays will follow. Peace, joy, and love. Yes. Very good. Then finally, we celebrate Christ on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I know many of you are aware that Advent is the very first season of the Christian calendar. The word Advent came from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming. Who is coming? Jesus is coming. So Advent is a season of waiting for Jesus to come. Advent is, above all, a time of hope. We all are living in this moment called now. But now always becomes the past instantly. And at the same time, you must confront the time to come. It is called future. Even after 5 minutes or over 50 years, maybe near future or distant future, but it's all future. In this sense, we see the future as a time of promise. This morning's text is from Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans. This is one of the given lectionary lessons of Advent. I believe it's perfect for today's Advent topic on hope. As you are preparing for the coming Jesus, are you fully experiencing hope in Christ? What is a hope anyway? Is a hope something like a wish? Not really. Generally, you do not want to be disappointed, so you wish instead of hope. While wish might include the fear of not being granted or the fear of uncertainty without any faith or assurance, hope, on the other hand, is totally based on the foundation. And this morning's Romans text, Apostle Paul proclaims two crucial things that you can rest your hope on. Number one, you can rest your hope on the Word of God. Verse 4 says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Whenever Apostle Paul mentions the words written instructions or the Scriptures, he mainly refers to the Old Testament, also known as the Hebrew Scriptures. Moreover, he also refers to certain Gospels and the letters, epistles, that were still being composed as part of the New Testament at this period. And still today, these words of God offer you steadfastness and encouragement and ultimately hope in the coming days of fear, anxiety, and despair. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, Paul also emphasizes this. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. I'm sure you are familiar with the Hebrews 4:12 on the Word of God. It says, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Yes, the first foundation of your hope is the words of God. Number two, your hope is rooted in the God of hope. The last verse, verse 13, is one of the best and favorite blessings for many people. Let us read this verse together. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Amen. God is the God of hope who always leads you to hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Of course, God always provides you many gifts in your life. However, would you like to merely to be happy to receive all the gifts from God? Or would you rather trust in God Himself, who gives you joy, peace, and hope to you? The gifts are good, but I know you would rather choose the giver over the gifts from the giver. It's like the same thing when you say grace for food. Through saying grace, you not only give thanks to God for the gift of food on the table, but also ask for God's blessing for the food. Saying grace does not mean that you bless the food, but you give thanks to God, the giver, for the food. It doesn't matter your food on the table is leftover from the last night's Thanksgiving dinner or not. You are to give thanks to God in all circumstances. Yes, God is the giver of everything. Everything you have, everything you enjoy now, truly, everything is from God. And God is the God of hope who loves everyone, who gives hope to everyone. Apostle Paul urges the Romans and us in verse 7, welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Then he points out that God is the God of promise who would fulfill his promise through Christ for not only Jews, but also the Gentiles. Unless you are, any of you are a Jew, everyone is Gentile. I'm a Gentile too, probably. Yes. God is the God of inclusive love. The New Interpreter's Bible comments on this Romans text, quote, a series of Old Testament quotations attest to the inclusion of Gentiles in salvation as a fulfillment of God's plan, unquote. 1 Timothy 2:6 says, God wants everyone to be saved and to fully understand the truth. However, in God, there is no distinction between the two groups of people or many different groups. Apostle Paul in Galatians 3:8-28 also proclaimed, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. You are a precious child of God, the God of promise and God of hope. That's why the foundation of your hope is also your unwavering and steadfast faith in God, the giver of everything. The late professor Peter John Gomes of Harvard Divinity School wrote the book entitled The Good Book, Reading the Bible with Mind and Heart. In the book, he wrote, quote, hope does not deny the circumstances of the present, and hope doesn't help us get out of our difficulties. Hope doesn't get us out, but it does get us through, unquote. Exactly. Your hope should not be controlled by your outer circumstances or difficulties. Rather, you should focus on the God of hope. That's why you can choose hope even in the midst of your life's storms or turmoil. The Upper Room's Disciplines devotional book also encourages us on hope through the Romans verse 13. This devotion's writer is Ben Yoshua Davis. Quote, hope is sometimes just a choice we make with clear eyes, one that we make even when the outcome is not assured. We may fear being hurt in a relationship, but we choose to love anyway. We may fear the death of a democracy, but we choose to vote and advocate anyway. We may fear our warming planet, but we still choose to work with God for a new heaven and a new earth, unquote. Then the concluding sentence, quote, I don't have to feel hopeful to choose hope. Rather, it's a decision I make daily in cooperation with God to live out of hope, to practice hope, and to trust that it will be enough, unquote. my brothers and sisters in Christ, you have been more resilient than ever since the pandemic that had begun in March 2020. Yes, you have come a long way. Our life is always full of surprises in both good and bad ways. Always things can happen beyond your control. Sometimes you may have to go through a great deal of ordeals. Sometimes you could be overwhelmed by many unexpected and uncomfortable situations and trials helplessly. Nevertheless, be strong in Christ, for you have anchored your hope in Christ. Trust in God and God's word, no matter what brings you tomorrow. This year, what a Thanksgiving weekend it has been for me and for my family. Several things happened in the past week. How could all these things can happen at the same time, especially in the Thanksgiving season? My mother, age 94, is now in transition from hospital to rehab center in Los Angeles. And according to her doctor, she might be on hospice care soon. The day before Thanksgiving, my wife, who always loves gardening, got injured on her arm and elbow, and so she was and still is being treated by orthopedics and by physical therapists. She is also suffering from a skin problem and is scheduled to see a dermatologist. Moreover, I got sick on Thanksgiving Day, so I had to rest up during the whole weekend. Probably some of you might have a longer list of certain bad things you are going through during a short period of time or at the same time. Nevertheless, I chose to be grateful to God. I chose hope in Christ. I'm grateful to God that my mother has been living a wonderful 94 years. Being a widow since 1976, she raised 5 good children, including me. She's surrounded by her loving family members, and she has no regret in life, according to her, and is ready for heaven in God's presence. Even though my wife is going through some pains and discomfort now, her general health test result came out okay, and she still enjoys taking a walk with our family dog, Happy. Thank God, when I was sick, I self-tested COVID-19, and it was negative. I am feeling now much better than ever, and I am looking forward to watching the 2022 World Cup soccer games that are still going on. I'm grateful to God for my hope. I rest my hope on the Word of God and God Himself, the God of hope. Yes, I am confident that the foundation of your hope, especially your Advent hope, is also on God and God's Word. May you embark the 2022 journey of Advent with this hope. I'd like to close my sermon with an excerpt from With Open Hand, written by Henry Nouwen. Quote, hope means to keep living amid desperation and to keep humming in the darkness. Hoping is knowing that there is love. It is trust in tomorrow. It is falling asleep and waking again when the sun rises. In the midst of a gale at sea, it is to discover land. In the eyes of another, it is to see that he understands you. Then he concludes with these sentences, As long as there is still hope, there will also be prayer, and God will be holding you in His hands. Thanks be to God. And all the God's people say, Amen.